how the exec, or did you?
Do I have to have him here?
I'll just get rid of some coffee.
Okay, if I can get everyone's attention, I know we just got in. If anyone's going to speak, if they sign up. We are currently in an executive meeting. I got to bring us out of executive meeting to start our township meeting, so. I'm ready when you are, sir. At this time, it is now approximately 12:06 on April 17th, 2025. And we are coming out of executive session with no decisions made. We are now out of executive session. Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Franklin Township Board of Trustees meeting. It is April 17th, 2025, approximately 12:08. Would you open us in prayer, sir?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day, and we ask you, Lord, to be in the midst of everything, all the decisions that are made today. Give us your mind's eyes, Lord. Lord, watch out for all of our first responders, Heavenly Father. Protect, put a hedge of protection around them, Lord. Just watch over their families as they're out risking their lives to protect us. Watch over their families to protect them. Lord, we just ask you to watch over every one of our residents, Heavenly Father. Guide still hands upon them, Heavenly Father. Father, we ask this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Jan, would you open us in prayer? Excuse me. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. You got in a hurry? I got in a hurry. We're all in a hurry.
You got me, sir.
I know.
If I could have a roll call, please, sir.
Mr. Leeser.
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman.
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins is excused.
Okay, I'm going to do old business real quick and get that out of the way. Meeting minutes approval.
You'll have those at the next meeting.
Okay, so those will be tabled at this time. What I'd like to, Chief Smith, where are you at? There he is.
I'm behind that.
Okay. I'll bring you up.
Yes. FOP president.
And we have the FOP president, Mr. Steele. How are you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
Thank you. So today we have two new officers to swear in. Let's do Justin first.
Let me come up.
You want to do it in there?
Yep.
You want me to come up or do I stay?
Yeah, you can board there.
Okay.
And Justin, who's...
Oh, he's right here, man.
Okay.
They fired his voice to...
Okay.
Okay, Justin, I'm going to read this off and then you just repeat after me. Don't be that nervous because this is my first time too, so we'll do this together. I state your name.
I, Justin Mann.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And I will in all respect.
And I will, in all respect,
obey and comply with the resolutions.
Obey and comply with the resolutions.
And regulations set forth by the Board of Trustees.
And regulations as set forth by the Board of Trustees.
Of Franklin Township.
Of Franklin Township.
I will faithfully discharge the duties and office. I thought I was going to make it. Duties and officer with the Franklin Township Police Department.
And will faithfully discharge the duties as an officer with the Franklin Township Police Department.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your wife is going
to fit in. Oh.
Stick it deep.
Take a picture of you guys.
You know you got it when you got blood.
I can take a picture of you. Oh my gosh, okay, got it.
That's good. You don't like your car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Punch it.
Oh. I'll send you some pictures. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You have your glasses on if you want to do another one.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
John.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Michael?
Oh, you don't have to. I'm just going to call him.
Okay. Okay, you ready, sir?
Yes, sir.
I state your name.
I'm Michael Steve.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And I will in all respects obey and command with the resolutions and rules regarding as set forth by the Board of Franklin Township. I give you too much there, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just back up. I will in all respect obey.
I will in all respect obey.
And comply with the resolutions and rules.
And comply with the resolutions and rules.
And regulations as set forth by the Board of Trustees.
And regulations as set forth by the Board of Trustees.
Of Franklin Township.
Of Franklin Township.
And will faithfully discharge the duties of an officer with the Franklin Township Police Department.
And will faithfully discharge the duties of a police officer with the Franklin Township Police Department.
Okay. I like that. You got an authority board. You got an authority voice. I like
yes,
that.
He does. I gave him too much cake to chew on there for a moment.
Let me get out of the way so he can get some pictures back here.
Just some more pictures back here.
You want us?
Yeah.
You guys get the first one. Left hand or right, guys?
Hop on in. Yeah, jump in there. We got one more coming in.
Yeah, move in the middle. That's a shining light.
I have to be in the front, though.
Obvious reasons.
Yes, obvious reasons. Otherwise,
I have to have a chair. Right. You said that, huh? Yeah. Chair.
Come on in.
Thank you.
Okay, John.
Okay.
Look this way, yeah.
All right,
got it.
Okay.
All right. Yes. All right.
Congratulations.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank
you.
That's one of the...
Oh, you're
I left mine there. I signed it. That's the second one.
That's his.
That's his. Okay.
We'll get the one from Mike when you got it.
Yep. Okay. Then all we have to do is sign.
That's one of the joyous things that we get to do.
This is your copy, John.
Okay, so thank you, sir. Okay. We encourage you guys to get to know your residents out here. And residents, I encourage you to get to know the officers. Hear something, see something, say something. Okay. Mr. Steele, I'd like to.
Oh, thank you. So my name is Brian Steele. I'm the president of the Fraternal Order of Police, and I have the privilege of representing 4,500 brave men and women. Whenever I talk, I turn my back to you, not as elect leaders with a sign of respect, but I face you because that's who our men and women work for, the citizens and here the citizens of Franklin County and Franklin Township. As the council member said, this is one of the great things we can do. To be here with friends and family celebrating two new officers is amazing. Last time I was here, it was for something not too good. A violent offender descended on your township and your officer fulfilled his oath and he shot and killed that individual, right? Good day for the police, bad day to be a bad guy and come into your township. I say that as we have to honor and respect the work that your first responders do, our brothers and sisters on the fire side and our police officer. That badge that was pinned on by that officer's wife, that badge, that shield, that represents something. That is shielding you, the citizens, from the evil that wants to descend upon your township, and please always remember that. Outstanding department here, chief, outstanding leadership. There's 29 agencies in Franklin County. I would like to say it is an honor to represent Franklin Township. You guys do a great job. Thank you for your leadership.
Sure.
You support your officers. You give them the tools they need to do their job, and most importantly, you have a history of standing out the way and letting them do their job. So for you, a round of applause. I appreciate your guys' leadership. And they asked if I wanted to take a picture or say something. There's not a union official alive who's not going to jump at the opportunity to say something and get a picture. So thank you.
I knew that when I asked you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for being here. Yes.
Okay. So anyone that would like to stay for our meeting may. But this part, we're going to move on to our meeting. If some of you came for the officers and et cetera, and you want to go celebrate with them, you may as well. So at this time, we'll just pause for a second and allow the ones to go out that want to go out.
Yeah. Most people don't want to sit through the business part.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to move forward on the agenda as we have for today. New business. I'm going to start with that under Patty Spencer.
Oh, happy April, everybody, again.
You sure it's April?
Stuff.
Seems like March.
Kind of new.
Patty, I'm going to help you here. Someone thought it was May earlier.
Well,
why did I think it was May when it was written on my paperwork?
It could be whatever month you want it to be.
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah, as long as you're here.
As long as we're here. Okay, a bunch of stuff to share from the city. Under education, the Columbus Metropolitan Library Cultural Pass Program. It's the Jazz Art Group is the newest organization to join the growing list of community arts organizations offering free tickets to the community. I have a link in the description and that you can go and see if there are free tickets available to do some of these things. Includes the zoo, Kappa, Pro Musica, a whole bunch of different organizations. So I have that if anybody is interested. Under transportation and employment, if you're 65 or older, you can receive 50% off your CODA fares if anybody takes the bus anywhere. All you have to do is show them a photo ID or apply for a senior ID. And I have a link to that also here. Upcoming events, the Southeast Lions Easter Egg Hunt will be April 19th, this Saturday, for their 77th annual Easter Egg Hunt at Schiller Park. Anyone is welcome to go.
Are they real eggs?
I'm sorry?
Are they real eggs? Just teasing, because eggs
Does
are so
not
expensive.
Say. But you know what? If you go and throw one, I bet you you'll find
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's see. Continuing. Community forum events. Fruit of the Spirit Church is hosting several community forums this year with guest speakers ranging from Columbus Rec and Park Department, City Attorney Jack Klein, and many more. If you're interested in going, the first one starts April 27th with Parks and Rec, and it goes through June, July, September, and December. So if you want some information on some of the things going on in the community that transfers through Franklin Township, I've got that for you. Safety Day, Columbus Fire Department on Saturday the 26th from 10 to 2 is having their annual Safety Day. If anyone is interested in going to that, they've got free food, vaccines, activities for the family, all sorts of different things. And the last thing I have is Fitness in the Park. which starts Saturday, May 3rd at Moeller Park. And if you're interested in that, you can join that. And I've got a link for that as well. And the only other thing I'd sort of like to share with everybody, only because it's weighing on me, the young man that was shot at Donato's over the weekend, the manager was my cousin's son. Mm-hmm. He's doing okay, but he's got a long road ahead of him. Mm-hmm. It did a lot, the bullet did a lot of damage. So if you could all just kind of keep them in your prayers, I would appreciate it.
So at this time, I'm going to open up the floor if there's any questions Patty Spencer. Hearing none, I will close the floor. I thank you so much, Patty, and our thoughts and prayers are with them as well.
Thank you. I'll leave that up there for anybody.
Thank you very much.
No county.
Yes. Okay. So.
And there's no support.
Okay. So we do on the agenda. We do not have the county here, and we do not have the Mid Ohio Food Collection that is here. So I'm going to move on to public comment.
There are none.
There are none. Okay. Moving to Chief Smith, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Just a couple of things. We spoke to Detective Faye from Environmental. They've made a couple of arrests from the dumpers down on Frank Road by Harmon Elementary.
We actually got someone.
Yes.
All these years, and we finally got someone.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Give me more information, because I like to hear this. How they found. I mean, I'm.
Yeah, I'll get the whole story. But yeah, they set up trail cams and surveillance, and they were able to trace it back to this individual.
It was a mind blowing to me to see the pictures and everything that was sent. And how can no one see them do this stuff?
I think people just see it and they just keep on cruising. They don't, you know what I mean? They don't. It's just like stopping for a stranded motorist, you know, especially anymore.
Sure.
People see you broke down, just keep on going. Next, the geese are protected. Nothing
okay.
I can do about the geese
okay.
in Finland. I did go down there, so I was looking at their, it's not a retention pond on Finland. It's a big ditch is what it looks like. Even Monday when I went down there, it was almost dry on the bottom, so it's not standing water.
It just catches, I think, the water in a heavy ring off the
runoff,
parking lot.
Yeah.
Runoff.
I did see a few geese in the area. I did the whole thing, and not a lot. However, I did talk to an individual from Southwestern City Schools. So waste management is not, per their contract, is not supposed to pick up the trash prior to 7 a.m.
Okay.
So he is going to make them aware that we're having issues.
Sure, that'll be good.
I did tell him we can invoke our noise ordinance and we can cite the driver.
Okay.
And go that route if we need to.
Okay.
So we'll see where that came from.
So are these drivers supposed to be CDL?
I don't know how that works with trash trucks.
Okay. I was just curious because I've heard that some of these companies are just taking people with a driver's license, and I thought anything with air brakes, et cetera, mm-hmm. need to be CDL. So that's another question. If we stop any of them, we need to, because what I'm seeing them doing is they hit the air brake and jump out of the side, and no one's driving the vehicle for 5 feet.
It's still going.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have that issue with local waste.
Yeah.
I don't know about waste management because they're actually picking up the big dumpsters, but
sure.
But definitely that's an issue with local waste
yes.
that we've had to address. That was all I had.
Okay. At this time, do we have the board has anything for the chief?
Nothing for the chief.
At this time, I'd open the floor. Is there any questions for Chief Smith? Hearing no questions for Chief Smith, I will close the floor and thank you, Chief. We will move to the fire department. Chief Arnold, you're up, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon. The only thing I have is just a reminder about the final levy informational meeting, Monday the 28th, 7 o'clock, at the firehouse up on Sullivan.
Okay. So it's this Monday?
Next Monday.
Next?
The 28th.
That's this coming Monday?
No.
No.
The full week from this Monday?
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay.
If you need a sign, just get a hold of
it. Yeah,
stop in either firehouse. We have plenty of yard signs for you.
Okay. And if anyone would like, that's listening, would like a yard sign, how do they get one?
They can either email, call any of the firehouses, stop by a firehouse, email me.
Okay, and what email would they reach you at?
rarnold@franklin-township.com.
Okay.
And they can reach it through the webpage.
Okay.
The township's webpage.
Okay.
That's all I have to do.
Anything from the board?
Nothing.
So at this time, I'm going to open the floor for any questions to the fire chief. Hearing none, I will close the floor. And sir, we thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Next up is road department, Mr. Stevens.
Hello, everybody. I only got a couple things. Actually, first thing we've got is, it's time to go into contract with ODOT for 25-26 salt pond.
Okay.
So I would need a motion. I think Mr. Mazur has the paperwork. It's a resolution ODOT sends out every year just for signatures. And then we would need a motion from the board to go into contract with them.
Okay.
We don't know what any pricing or anything is yet. They just have to get all the totals from all the entities and then they send it all out to bid.
So Mr. Mazur, do you want to make the motion?
Or the, you mean read the resolution?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a resolution. Excuse me, it's 2025-052. It's a resolution authorizing a contract to participate in the ODOT 2025-2026 winter road salt bid program. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. The board approves and authorizes the township's road department to enter into a contract with ODOT to participate in the 2025-2026 annual road salt bid in accordance with ORC 5513.01 section B. There's an exhibit attached. All formal actions of this board concerning and related to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board. And at all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that result in such formal action were in a meeting open to the public. In compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the ORC, this resolution shall be declared emergency and shall be in full force effective immediately upon its adoption. So I have the resolution to sign, and I have the contract to sign as well for the trustees.
And I have to send that in, the fact that are email it to them tomorrow.
So, sir, do we need to run this across and vote, or what are we?
Yes.
Okay.
It's
so,
a resolution.
Right. Because I know he was saying motion.
Well, in the past, we've always done a motion now and then a resolution once we got the amount.
So be said by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. Actually, I don't need to do that. If there's no further questions on the said resolution, I'd ask for a second.
I will second it.
Hearing the second, I would ask for a roll call.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevin is excused.
I like doing it that way. That
see, that's where I was getting thrown off with the motion. Anytime we spend a dollar, it's got to be a resolution.
And like right now, Mr. Fleshman, we don't have a dollar amount yet.
Right.
So
it's a resolution. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So originally we did a motion to get the resolution later once we knew the price. So.
No, I like doing it this way. That covers everything.
Okay. Thanks for my sidekick keeping me straight there.
We're a team. That's why.
The only other thing that I got is just a little bit of an update on the construction out back. Met with Joey Lowendick the other day, the company that's going to do the demolition. Monday, they're going to have somebody come in that's going to do the asbestos removal, the caulking around the doorways. And then they're planning on starting their actual demo on Tuesday and hoping to have that all finished up on Friday. I've got the guys out here. We're cleaning the shop out as we speak. So we should have everything ready for them, hopefully on Monday, if they get here on Monday.
So Monday it comes down?
You make sure Chief Arnold knows?
Yes. already spoke with Mr. Hunter.
Okay.
Chief Hunter. Other than that, that's all I have for the day.
Any questions from the board?
Yes. Several months ago, a resident came about Fisher Road, and there was a alleyway. They thought it was an alleyway, and you had found out it's not an alleyway, that it is our property. where are we at on cleaning that up?
We brought, you're talking about the, it's the one that goes Finger back hole. Towards Route 70.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had talked about that before, and I think that we had spoke and thought, you know, it was going to be up to the board on how they wanted to handle that, as far as you got people parking on that.
So there's a ton of stuff on it now.
Okay, well, I mean, at the time it was just a matter sure. of keeping them off of the property, and was the board going to put no parking signs, and I'm not
Absolutely.
Heard anymore about it.
So at that time, I think that what we talked about it, my interpretation is that we were going to move forward and making it so that since it is ours, that we would have to do the publication and actually put the signs up. I think that that is the way that we need mm-hmm. to move and make it clear.
I haven't heard any more
yeah.
about
so,
how you guys are going to go
so
by handling
it. What I would propose to make a motion that we grant Jim Stevens from our road department to facilitate putting stop signs, or excuse me, no parking signs up through there, or do we put, is that pretty much what we want, is no parking, correct?
Probably put no parking and even private property signs
yeah.
on there.
Okay. With that said, is there any other question on motion?
I would question I think it needs to be a resolution.
No, to put sign up,
we need to have a resolution.
Yeah.
And okay. I would make it, I guess my opinion would be, I would put the no trespassing signs up. That way, Chief Smith and his people can actually enforce if there's anybody
okay.
there.
And then we can actually tow vehicles that are left on private property without.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you contacted the business that's just parking and storing the material out there?
No, I've never contacted the business.
Okay, so what I will do is redo this. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board is moving forward with no parking and the notice of private property signs on said property of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. If there's no further question in this matter, I'd ask for a second.
The resolution number will be?
We will have to get one.
Wait one sec. I got it. Iron the soil.
I got you.
Okay. Where are we talking about?
59. This is when we had talked about it.
59.
As you're going down Fisher Road, you go down through there. There used to be Cromwell at one time before Route 70 got put in. It used to go all the way across. On the south side of 70, it's just a grassy area now that goes down through there that apparently the businesses were using it to, they were parking cars and things on
it at
the
time. You take me there,
okay.
And I'll put the resolution because, as you know, there's a process through
yes.
this.
Mm-hmm.
There is a distinct process. You take me down there, you show me exactly, I'll do the resolution, we'll have it ready for the next meeting for the...
Yeah,
no parking signs.
When I went down there, there wasn't anything on their property whatsoever.
I went by yesterday, and there was like four or five cars mm-hmm. sitting there.
Yeah, well, and when
we talked about it
here
a while back, there wasn't
sure.
anything on there.
So then I went with, at this time, withdraw the said resolution until further notice, and Mr. Mazur will have an opportunity to view it and actually get the coordinates of where it is, the address where it is, so that we do it correctly.
And while you're out there with Mr. Wong, stop in and talk to the business owner. And
yeah, like I said, when y'all instructed me to go for it before, there wasn't anything on that partial.
Okay. So do you have anything else?
I don't have anything.
So the only other thing that I have is I texted you yesterday and you were up north. Did you get a chance to stop
by? I stopped in and spoke with him personally
okay.
today again. So yeah,
and then
we got a game plan put together.
So okay, because we need to move on that so that
yeah,
we
mean,
get
there's
that.
Only, there's only, and I can tell you a little bit more about it. You know, there's only so much that we can do. We're going to go up and shoot elevations to figure out which way this thing's actually going.
Right.
If it actually goes back towards Hague Avenue, which... Jim would know, how it floods so bad underneath the 70 right there. When all that gets backed up there, then it just backs everything up. Oh, and you know, even speaking with him today, Wayne said that everything that they did down through there, he told us, has helped.
Right.
Everything has helped. When they get the big heavy rains is when things downstream don't flow.
Right.
And that's when it backs up into his
yard. Because we've never really cambered that to see what that pipe, what's inside that pipe, have we ran any back through there or anything?
There's only a little section that we can run a camera in. Where he's getting his flooding is in the open ditch side, not the pipe side.
Okay.
So
can we check the pipe that runs across that?
Yeah, and which we plan on doing.
Yeah, because I'm curious, because he and I walked that.
We're just not exactly sure which direction that goes.
Right. And then the only thing, only way you can do is either drop a level down in there or shoot something.
We're going to shoot elevations on it and see exactly which direction.
I did notice that the it's going to be on the county, but they cut a huge tree down, and it's deadheaded right into one of the coming across.
And that's the big pipe that goes across up underneath the Fisher Road. It goes across.
Yes. Yeah. And then there's a huge, the water comes out, it just hits a
stump. They told him that they told Wayne that if they were to remove that tree, it's going to cause him more problems. That's exactly what he told me today.
I have no idea, because then it could flow. But do we need to contact someone?
But they also told him that it flows the other direction.
Well, I don't know. But where they cleaned that up, where ODOT come in, I contacted them. They came in last summer and they cleaned all that up. But they didn't want to bend over. They just cut everything like knee to ankle high. All that's going to grow back. Should they not take an excavator in there or something and actually make a ditch line instead of all the...
It wouldn't hurt them to clean that ditch out. It wouldn't hurt them at all. I mean,
can you reach out to them as well, or do you want...
Yeah, I can reach out.
Okay. Because that really needs to be cleaned, because all it's going to do is grow back, and then we're right back where we were again. So if we can make contact with them, find the elevations, if we need to contact the county so that we can get some of that, because his parking lot is what, a half acre paved, and when it overflows, that water just runs right into their buildings.
Yeah, he said it happens when they have, you know, the big major rains.
Yeah.
And I mean, that happens everywhere.
Right.
So.
Right, but if
Hague Avenue floods when it majorly rains.
And if everything flows that direction, just like when you called about that too, up underneath the bridge, if everything flows that way, they're.
I understand and in the past, we've had issues where it wasn't heavy rains, it wasn't draining correctly because, like he said, it's draining better. It would run across his parking, I call it a parking lot because that's where they park their vehicles. It runs across there and it freezes because he's had nothing but an ice skating rink there before.
Yeah, I know we kind of fixed where ponds in front. Right here, because it was a big hump going into the grass.
We trenched
that out. Right,
so the things that we have done, I mean, if we go back 15 years ago, he had no problem. So as things grow up, like you say, the hump and things of that nature.
Well, somebody come down through there and they put fiber optics in, which did.
They put a box right there. Yeah, and that that was crazy to put it right there. I know we can't dig there. But even like where the one pipe is, half of it's covered with the earth. And if we cut that down a little bit, at least it could flow and then, you know, hop over or whatever.
Well, anytime, even then, anything that we end up doing, I mean, going in and running the camera, whether, you know, what that's really going to show us or what we can do with that, anything else that we do, we have to get actual approval from the county engineers before we do anything.
We can put some attention on that to get them back to where they were pre-15 years ago, where they had no problem, at least look at it and see, because... Realistically, last year when we were there, we said we'd come back in the spring, and that's why he contacted me, is they come back in the spring because we had the jet vac and all that put away for winter and already winterized. So,
well, we get into that big pipe that goes like where the big tree stump is.
Yeah,
we don't have anything.
I understand that. Right, but if we're at least get the county and say, hey, here's some pictures, we need to do something.
Sure.
You know, that's what I'm saying. We need to be proactive to try to get things moving.
Help them out any way we can.
Absolutely. Sure. With that being said, I'm going to open the floor. Is there any questions from the audience for our road department? Sir?
Are we still on for Friday, Jim?
the scooping that stuff in a pile with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do we know what time yet, or do you need
to? It's going to be early in the morning. It's going to be first thing tomorrow morning.
Okay. Yeah. You know when he's going to be there?
Yeah, so right now, we're just going to try to get everything in one big pile.
How are we putting it into a pile? We're using our backhoe?
With the backhoe and the mini, the okay. blade on the mini. There will be absolutely no hand touching of anything.
I wouldn't.
Oh, I, no.
It looks like someone kind of piled it up today when I went by. It was kind of like you didn't see Tent City anymore. It was just kind of piled up.
Well, when we were there the other day, there was no tents up at all.
Yeah.
All the tents were down.
Okay.
So you're going to coordinate. We might as well explain the whole process to the trustees. So Friday you're going to do...
Friday we're going to go in and we're going to get everything piled up into one localized pile. And then I think it's Tuesday. I think we're going to get two dumpsters. In there. We have two 30-yard dumpsters brought in. And we're going to put everything in the dumpsters. Anything left over that doesn't fit in those two dumpsters, we'll get it into our two trucks with tarps and take it to the dump that way. And then from there, let's keep
Jim, Jim is arranging dumpsters. He's got a price on the cost for the dumpster. And what else do you have, Jim? Well, $85 per ton over two
over
tons.
Over 2 tons.
Okay.
For this project.
Per dumpster.
Okay.
For this project, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you got the right to entry. I gave
yes,
you
we,
that.
Got, to, we okay. got the right to entry okay. Signed, which we had to have because mm-hmm. that releases us. It's going to get damaged, regardless of what we do. I mean, the ground's going to get damaged. So by having them mm-hmm. sign that right to enter, takes the liability off of us for any damage that we do.
Right.
So.
Okay. Go ahead.
What location are we discussing?
This is where you go over Wilson Road Bridge
by the refinery right
there. Okay. Yeah.
So, any other questions? No. Hearing no questions, I'll close the floor at this time.
Thank you.
And thank you, sir. Moving on.
Thank you.
We got the road department. Okay. Physical department.
I don't have anything for you regarding bills and payroll for this meeting.
Okay. And now we'll move on to the administration.
Thank you, sir. The first one I have is 2025-053, resolution authorizing payment to vendors via warrant by the temporary deputy fiscal officer. Be resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, on March 6, 2025, approved the appointment of James Stevens to serve as a temporary Franklin Township Deputy Fiscal Officer to fulfill the duties of the Fiscal Officer in their absence, according to Resolution 2025-038. The Board of Trustees grants the Deputy Fiscal Officer the authority to approve and sign warrants for payments to vendors for services or products rendered to the Township. You'll have exhibits attached. All formal actions of this Board concerning related to the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of this Board. And in all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that result in such formal actions were in meetings open to the public in compliance with Section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
So moved. Any questions as far as from the board? None? I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
Here in a second, I would ask for a roll call.
Mr. Leeser.
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman.
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins, excuse. And you signed all those checks.
Yes.
Okay.
And we also need to sign these, sir, correct, on the two officers before we leave?
Mm-hmm. Chief, do you want Mike's signature on those as well?
Yeah, because this is not time sensitive. They'll just go into their personnel file.
Okay. That one, Jim, we'll have to do a motion on. We'll get this one signed.
I have one to it.
And those I'll hold on to.
So do we go ahead and sign this now, sir?
You can do a motion, John, since you have it in your hand, just to sign in, and I'll get that off to the county.
So be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board entertains a motion for the Ohio Department of Transportation. This is for ODOT, that we are going into contract for salt.
That one, it does look similar. That one's just to certify the mileage
okay.
in the township. It does look like the salt contract, though.
Yes, it does. So I didn't go any further. This form is must be ODOT March, no, they are March 1st, 2025. Right here it says, county miles will be certified by on default basis.
But it's very similar.
Best information. So are we just signing this, or do we need to make this a motion?
If you just make a motion,
I'll make a motion.
Accepting it.
Okay. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, I will make a motion to accept the Ohio Department of Transportation's yearly notice of, I'm going to call it road miles.
Mm-hmm.
The county was 32.580 miles. If there's no further questions, I would ask for a second.
I will second.
Here in the second, I would ask for a roll call.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins is excused.
Okay, so we've...
That's the one you need to sign, yeah.
Okay, so now we have the resolution for... Okay, this is for the fiscal... Gotcha. Okay.
You can sort it out later.
So that's taken care of.
Does it make you nervous signing all those checks?
Yeah.
It should.
Well, we have these signed, sir, and they'll just stay right here. And
okay, they're all those.
Chief, we've had these signed.
Okay.
And we'll just leave them right here, sir.
Yeah. Thank
you. Next resolution is 2025-054. It's a resolution approving obligations authorized by the Township Administrator for the period of 4-1-2025 through 4-11-2025. Mm-hmm. The Board of Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve obligations $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township in accordance with Section 507.11 of the ORC. The provisions of Section 507.11A of the ORC, approved by the Township Administrator, must subsequently be approved by the adoption of a formal resolution of the Board of Trustees. The obligations incurred by the Township Administrators presented in Exhibit A, which is attached, are hereby approved, and that all formal actions of the Board concerning related to the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting, and in all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that result in such formal action were in meetings open to the public in compliance with Section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force effective upon its adoption.
If there's no further questions in regards to the here said resolution, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
And a roll call when you're ready, sir.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins excused. Whoops, sorry. The next resolution is 2025-055. It's a resolution approving the agreement with the Franklin County Sheriff's Office for fingerprinting and DNA collection. It be resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio approves and authorizes the agreement between Franklin Township and the Franklin County Sheriff's Office for fingerprinting and DNA collection. The agreement is attached. The board has reviewed the terms of the agreement beginning January 1, 2025 and ending midnight December 31, 2025 at a cost of $55 for each person as directed in the ORC section 2901.07. All formal actions of this board concerning and relating to this adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of this board, and that all deliberations of this board and any of its committees are resolved in such formal actions where a meeting open to the public, compliance with section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force effective upon its adoption.
If there's no further questions in regard to said resolution, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
Hearing the second, I ask for a roll call.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins excused. What you need to sign, trustees, is marked on the last page.
Thank you.
Then what I have is Resolution 2025-056. It's a resolution approving the application through the Congressional Direct Spending Funding Appropriation through Senator Moreno's office. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, approves and authorizes the application for a grant funding through the Congressional Direct Spending Funding Appropriation for a boulevard project through the Western Mall property from West Broad Street to Georgesville Road. Be it further resolved, this application shall be submitted through Ohio Senator Bernie Moreno's office, that all formal actions of this board concerning and related to the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of this board, and all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that result in such formal actions were meetings open to the public, in compliance with all legal requirements of section 121.22 of the ORC, this resolution shall be declared emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption. Questions?
Is there any questions for the board?
I don't have any.
Just to explain to you, we went through this process last year.
Yeah.
And we actually went through Sherrod Brown's office. We'll get to Mike Carey's office. This time we're going through Senator Moreno's office, Senator Houston's office, and Mike Carey's office. These funds were all frozen when the new administration came into Washington. Now these funds are being opened again, so we need to reapply.
Gotcha.
Under the new administration.
Okay. So hearing said resolution, if there's no questions, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
Hearing the second, I will ask for a roll call, please.
Mr. Leeser.
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins is excused. Resolution 2025-057, resolution approving the application through the Congressional Direct Spending Funding Appropriation through Congressman Carey's office. The Board of Trustees for Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, approves and authorizes the application for grant funding from the Congressional Direct Spending Funding Appropriation for a boulevard project through the Western Mall property from West Broad Street to Georgesville Road. This application shall be submitted through Ohio Congressman Mike Carey's office. All formal actions of this board concerning and related to the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of this board and all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that result in such formal action were in meetings open to the public in compliance with section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
Any questions in regards to said resolution?
None.
Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
I have a second. I ask for a roll call when ready.
Mr. Leeser.
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman.
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins is excused.
I think we all knew these were coming.
Well, I'll
sad have, we have to go back to it, but
the Carey one was just submitted. The Moreno one goes in tomorrow, and then Houston goes in next Friday. And then 2025-058, it's a resolution approving the application for grant applications through the Congressional Direct Spending Fund, funding appropriations through Senator Houston's office. Be resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio approves and authorizes the application for grant funding from the Congressional Direct Spending Funding Appropriation for a Boulevard Project through Westland Mall, extending from West Broad Street to Georgesville Road. This application shall be submitted through Ohio Senator John Houston's office. All formal actions of this board concerning and relating to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board. All deliberations of this board and any of its committees that result in such formal actions when meetings open to the public. In compliance with legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the ORC, this resolution shall be declared emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
Hearing the resolution as read, is there any questions?
No, sir.
Hearing no questions, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
With the second, I ask for a roll call when ready, sir.
Mr. Leeser.
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman.
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins is excused. Then we have, unfortunately, a firefighter who is on injury leave, and as far as we know right now, it's Bryson Partlow, and he's expected to return April 21st.
Okay.
But I needed to bring that to the attention that there is a BWC claim out there, and we have all the documentation on the young man. But that's the only status I have right now.
Okay.
Chief, do you have anything else? April 21?
He meets his doctor first thing Monday morning, should be released for duty. He'll be back to work by March.
How did he hurt himself?
Working out.
Still what?
Working out. Trying to stay healthy.
That's the worst. Now you got to start all over where you were.
20 years old, too. They don't build them like they used to.
No comment.
Damn kids.
Not like Timex, right?
Then got some information on camera upgrades. I know the trustees were interested in adding some additional cameras to the property. So I got two quotes. Well, actually one quote. The first contractor I used didn't get back to me at all. So I went with the company that we have now. They have upgraded their system where it works a little more efficiently. I met with one of the sales reps, and they showed me some of the things a new system can do. So what I have here for the trustees to look at is additional cameras, upgrading our system a little bit, and just improving sight lines around the property.
Sure.
So I will give the trustees a copy of this so you can digest it and let me know your thoughts.
Okay.
Then we spoke briefly the last meeting about times for the township meetings.
Sure. Mr. Blevins isn't here, so I'd ask that we table that. I'd like him to be here with that. And Mr. Leeser, they were looking into possibility, some of the audience as well would like to see possibly having to trial basis just through, let's say, 1st of August, with the daylight being, a lot of people came to the same consensus that they don't like to come to a meeting when it's dark and cold and the time change. So looking at possibly seeing if there is a difference by either having the first meeting of the month or the last meeting of the month at 6 o'clock or 5:30, I forget what we did. That's why I wish him to be here. So if we table this to the next meeting when Mr. Blevins is here, we can get concise decision with all three.
He'll be here. I think he said Michael will be here the first.
Okay, so we'll table that to that time.
Okay.
So I'd really like to have his opinion on it. He's the one that brought it to our attention, so.
Okay. That's really it.
Looks like you have K.
Well, we have an insurance claim, but that's it was a minor accident involving a cruiser, and the outstanding bill we have right now is from Cincinnati Insurance, which is the insured for the car that one of our cruisers struck. Nothing major. I think it was $1,400 or $1,500 in damage to the. To the pickup truck that the insured was driving. So we will address that and get that taken care of.
We have all the paperwork on our end from our officers and department?
We have all the paperwork on it. So you can gather if it's $1,500, that's not a whole lot of damage.
Okay.
So we just, are we repairing or are we leaving it?
We have to reimburse Cincinnati Insurance to pay for
the other side.
The car that.
Gotcha.
One of our cruisers hit.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Chief, do we have enough damage to our cruiser?
No, it's with the scuff being washed off, you have to actually touch the fender to feel the dent.
So it's more of a dent than?
Yeah, it's just a little dent on the front driver's side fender, just above the wheel well. The car's already at 80-some thousand miles, so I wouldn't.
Is it one of our cars due to be eventually sold?
Yes.
Okay.
But that's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Leeser?
Only thing I really have is Bob and I had been meeting with Congressman Kerry's office. What was that, 2 weeks ago we had a meeting with his representatives?
Last week.
Was it last week?
Mm-hmm.
All this time being taking care of the wife, it was just all blends together, but we had a very good meeting with them of some more possible appropriations to help said fire department. That's the only thing I have to report.
Okay. So, in the last meeting, I pulled out my phone and read the text from Lindsay Justice to you guys, and I printed them off, and I'm going to have them up here. And anyone who wants to see it can see it. If you want a copy of it, you can do. I'm going to leave it with Nicole. You can do a records request. And this is everything straight from my phone. The reason that I'm doing this, in conversations here right after the meeting, she watched the recording and was upset to the point that saying that the information we need to look at the last 5 days. I'm trying to get to what was exactly, like, for instance, text messages were read incorrectly. So that's why I'm sharing this. If I read it incorrectly, it's right here. I read word for word the best of my ability. Did I misplace something? I don't know. I don't remember exactly what was said. So it says messages that were read incorrectly. This is slander and misleading to our residents and need to stop immediately. So we can pull all the text messages with the last five of us. Well, I did. So they're right here. My concerns are going above the board at this time. And John, you should know about slander. I have no idea what that means. Lindsay, I am going to have to block you. This is me. I have asked you not to text me. Now you are harassing me. There are laws about this. Stop. I don't want to. Every meeting we have, she has every opportunity to be here and talk about this in a meeting. If you have something to say, do it in an open meeting. I do not want to get text and be charged with having what is called a round robin, or it could end up being a meeting that would be sunshine law because she's sending this to all the trustees. So everybody was included is at the top. So now, as no one answered her but me. But if we start answering her, that's where we get ourselves in trouble because we're doing it out of the public's eye, and you cannot have a meeting outside the public's eye unless it's an executive meeting. So I have not heard any more. It says, you are correct. You cannot oversee my department office. However, there We are. I'm also an elected official. I'm an equal. Well, the Board of Trustees is the one that says everything. They're the ones that sign off. Then it goes to the fiscal officer to pay the bills or send the checks out to do the payroll that the board approves. I don't know where the equal comes into play. They're two different elected official positions. So anyone that wants to read any of these, I will stick around for a little bit and you can read them. If you want copies, like I said, you'll go through the process, fill out a form. They can make copies of these and anyone can have them that wants them. So I don't think we're really, I'll be talking on this anymore because we've got it there.
I believe what she's saying there. I don't know is she's equally elected like us. I don't know if she's making it equal.
I just read it as it came across. I don't put
a trustee and a fiscal officer. You are correct, John. Trustees and fiscal officers are two different points. But yeah, she's equally elected.
Right. I'm not going to try to make sense of it because I just read it as it is on my phone. And it is what it is. So, that's that. At this point of the meeting, if there's any questions, I'm going to open the floor for a quick comment from anyone and only in regards to anything that was in the meeting. So at this point, if anyone has a question, I open the floor. I hear none. The floor is closed. The time is now 1:08.
What about Mike?
He's excuse me. He almost got me. The time is now 1:08, and we are adjourned. Thank you all.